Here's Jim in Armagh. Morning, Jim.
How you doing, Stephen?
What do you think?
It's what I think is that inevitably the farmer's going to take the hit on this. I was at a cattle sale there on Saturday past, and everybody's just walking about with their heads down. They just know it's only a matter of time to the boy with the tractor and trailer lotting into the factory. He's going to take it. He's going to get it right up the mouth. There's no doubt about it. And he is, the present minute, his tongue's out of mail because he's had a clean fortune buying meal and feedstuffs that are two prices, and he just cannot afford to take this hit. And I want to know if the minister's going to put pressure on these factories that have invited this problem into the industry. Are they going to compensate the farmer?
Well, you keep on saying you want to know about the minister. You've said that this morning. And I've said repeatedly this morning, and I reiterate the question from this programme today. Who is taking the lead in this in terms of from Stormont in Northern Ireland? Which minister is ultimately responsible, and where are they? Where are they publicly saying that this food is either safe or not, or there needs to be further tests?
You know me, Stephen, you're talking about businesses here that's well-established, multinational companies that are all over the world, and factories all over the world. And what's their claim to fame after being at the top of the food chain for over 40 years? What, we tricked poor people into eating horses? That's where it's at. I want to see some arrests. I have heavily invested in this business. A film's coming out of my ears. And I know rightly it's me that's going to take it. It's the boys like me that's going to take it. The man that has the cattle, he is going to take it. He has always taken it. He took it for BSE. He takes it for foot and mouth. The factory never loses a penny. Look at the many farmers that have gone down the line. Name one factory that has went broke. It doesn't happen. You go in there and you're at their mercy. And that's where it's at. And you asked, I refer back to an interview that you asked, I think he's O'Neill. And you asked him about the price, the difference of the price in cattle here and in England. And he said it was seasonal. I have back papers here of farmers' journals and one thing and all that I have here. And I want to know when the season happens that our beef here is the same price as it is in England.
And you're clearly a farmer.
No, it's not happening.
You're a farmer, right?
Yes. I'm going to get badly caught out of this. I know rightly. It's only a matter of a few days to them factories start to pull beef. They'll start to pull it back, or they'll say we can't get rid of it. This old horse scare. But they're the ones that done it. They're the ones that done it. And I want to know, is the minister, my minister that I voted for, going to stand up for me and boys like me and say, here, it's time Jim had a bit of compo out of this, because it's not his fault, and he's the man that's going to take it. I want to know, is that going to happen? Is it going to happen soon? Because we can't just take it. Many of the man's going to go down the line over this. But it's all going to be farmers. These boys sitting back in factories, sitting answering phones, we don't want your beef this week. Can't get rid of it. What do you do?
The minister you're talking about would be Michelle O'Neill from Dard.
Hopeless. She's hopeless.
Well, now, hold on a minute. She's not on the programme to defend herself.
Where is she?
Give her a chance.
When has she been on your programme?
Well, give her a chance. We haven't asked her, for goodness sake.
Why have we not asked her? She's obviously, the buck stops with her. She'll tell you, oh, these are commercial decisions. I can't interfere into commercial decisions. Who does she represent? Does she represent big factories or does she represent farmers?
Well, we'll do our best to get her on.
I want you to get her on there and put her on the spot and put the buck to the bridge. Are you standing up for meat factories here? Are you standing up for farmers, the men that voted you in? Where does it stop? Because I haven't heard a word out of her. Not a word out of her.
Have you ever had reason to have these horse passports?
No, I have nothing to do with horses. I hate the look of them. I hate the look of them, and I hate the thoughts of having to eat them. And I hate the thoughts of, like, you know what I mean, Stephen? Here, hold on a second. Here's the way to look at it. If it's all right to throw a horse into the burger, is it all right to throw a donkey into it? And if it's all right to throw a donkey into it, is it all right to throw a dog into it? Where does it end? So you could turn around and say, oh, so people hate dogs. Here's dogs coming, so we'll fire them in too. Where does that end, like? There's something morally wrong here. There's something seriously wrong. Well, so man sitting in the factory can turn around and say, here's a bit of horse, fire into that, sure nobody will notice. That's wrong. That's wrong, and there should be people lifted for that and arrested. You try it. If you're a farmer at home and you cross the line, you make one mistake, you will lose everything. They'll take your single farm payment and you will not get it. You won't get it. I know, you often hear tell of the, I don't know why it's a myth or whatever, about a man who was feeding his dog in the feed passage. Lost a part of his single farm payment because the man said there was cross-contamination between the dog food and the cattle food because the dog was fed in front of the cattle. That's how tight it is. That's how tight it is, because there's a risk of meat and bone meal getting in. But then you jump all those hoarders, and then they turn around and fire a horse into your meat. That's where it's at, Stephen. I'm raging over this here. It's absolutely raging. If this has gone on in any other countries, farmers have been sitting in front of the factories that have been closed in protest over this here, because the farmer is going to take the hit. I can tell you he's going to take it between the two eyes. He always takes it, because he's at their mercy. And you can't export cattle here straight out to England. You can't do it. You can't go for them better places, because they've set hoarders in your way to stop you from doing it. You're dealing with a syndicate here, and nobody seems to want to tackle it. That's where you're at. Unbelievable. It's the just biggest belief every time you turn around with some man waiting to hit you a kick in the face.
And you're not just angry, you are presumably worried about the viability of your business.
You're
your
right,
farm.
Stephen. You're right. Meal prices has went off the clock. Every time you turn around, it's up, up, up. Up, up,
could
up.
This put you, could around. This put you under? Could this kill your business?
It'll not put me under, because I'm not completely dependent on it. I work as well. But there's a lot of men that will put them down. It'll put them on the side of the road. I can tell you that. There's a lot of men that have put them on the side of the road. They've run up massive bills with meal companies to feed cattle to get them ready for the factory. They're dependent, they've budgeted for the price of beef being up as high as it can go. And it's going to turn around, it's going to get a whack. And where are they going to go? If you're dependent on £3 or £3.30 a kilo for your cattle, and you turn around the factory and says, here's £2, where are you going? I tell you where you're going. You're going to the auctioneer to get your place into the paper to get rid of it. That's where you're going. That's where you're going. You're out. You're down the line. And where's the help? No help for him. He's the sucker all the time. Can't let a factory go under, because it's important.
Well,
people work there.
Well, here's what I will promise you. I will promise you that we will ask the minister and that we will ask Stormont what type of help are they giving people like you. I give you that guarantee that we will put those questions in. Is that okay?
Sounds like a real rant here this morning, but I'm telling you, just sick of it here this morning. There's a Tesco there torn up more stuff. Every torn round, they've started DNA on their own stuff, and every torn round, nearly practically everything they're selling is horse meat in it. Practically everything they're torn up.
Well, that's not true, is it? Let's keep this in perspective.
More,
it's spaghetti bolognese. Everyday value spaghetti bolognese contained 60% horse meat in Tesco.
Like, where does
and let's not speculate. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.